On KLYT, this is ABQ Connect.
Hey, I want to thank our engineer, Tayshawn. He diligently puts us on the air, sometimes whether I'm ready or not, but he keeps me in line. So I appreciate all that he does. You know, there's a lot of work that gets, you hear us on the air, there's so much work that gets done behind the scenes that you may not be aware of. And thank you, Tayshawn, for keeping us going. And thank you for tuning in on this, it's beautiful outside. You know, you live in New Mexico, you're going to see more sunshine than the Sunshine State, we like to say. They made it like a state motto, but we got them. We got them beat. But it is beautiful outside today. And, hey, if you missed any portion of our earlier segments, we encourage you with Cynthia Yanoff, that is, we encourage you to watch for the archive at abqconnect.online. And hey, another reminder that if you have an event that you want to get out there, send us the information, studio@klyt.fm. Another way for you to do it is just go to the website, klyt.fm. There's a place under events for you to share information about your event so we can make mention of it like we are for Family Life Weekend to Remember. Hyatt Regency Tamaya Resort and Spa in the Santa Ana Pueblo. That is this weekend, Friday through Sunday. And actually, I hadn't checked to see if that registration filled up, but they often do. But you may check it out, familylife.com/weekend2remember. And again, send all your information about various events to studio@klyt.fm. All right, so I want to welcome my next guest in. Monthly, we have Mike Gomez in, sometimes his better half, Mike Evangeline.
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah, she's avoiding us. But you're always, you know, and actually, you know, you, any of the crew from U-Turn for Christ, New Mexico, feel free to bring them in. Always glad to hear about the various parts of that ministry that just continues to grow and grow. I would imagine for someone else that's working on ministry and, you know, just hoping to see things get going, you've got to be encouraged. What would you tell someone who's trying to, you know, that startup ministry and you know, some of the things you've seen happen here over the years with the U-Turn for Christ?
Yeah, you know, giving up is always the wrong choice.
Yeah.
If you do anything in faith, you know, it pleases the Lord. And sometimes you go through hardships and hard times.
I'm sure you did setting up this ministry, yes?
Yeah, you know, you still do.
Yeah.
Every so often you have, you know, these seasons that are tougher than others. But that's the way it is in the world, you know, until we get out of this world and home with Jesus, we're going to fight the good fight, but it is a fight.
Yeah. So when you started over at U-Turn for Christ, New Mexico, was the thrift store there?
No, it wasn't. We just got our first home for the men, and it was a project to get that in shape and in order and to get things going. We had got one man who came from California help us start the ministry. A couple of people joined in, and we, you know, just really very grassroots, which still is.
Yeah.
But just the simplest of things, and you just take a step of faith and share the vision with people, and people jump on board. But you know, it wouldn't be anything that I've done. Only thing I've done is just show up. The Lord has done the work in people's lives, and so I'm just grateful to be a part of it.
Yeah. Well, a lot of things are happening at U-Turn for Christ, but men and women who have been impacted by life-dominating sin, for the most part, it's addiction you're dealing with, but they're finding healing and hope through the ministry at U-Turn for Christ as they're being aimed at Christ.
Yeah.
It's great things happening. So as we mentioned, there's the program for the men and for the women, and the thrift store, as I just alluded to. There's the coffee shop, the Well Coffee. The Well.
Yeah, the Well Coffee and okay. M.
The Well Coffee. Oh, is that the? Is there a website?
Yeah, there's a website. It's the Well Coffee NM.org.
Okay. Oh, there it is. The Well Coffee NM.org. There's typically things happening there, different times. And eventually, it may be on the website, but we do want to let you know about an event coming up. Mitch McVicker is an artist that may ring familiar with some of our audience. I remember Mitch doing things a lot. Well, he's been doing music for decades, but I first became aware of him, I want to say in the late 90s. But Mitch, we'll have to actually between now and when Mitch is in town, have him on to tell his story. But Mitch was a close friend of Rich Mullins. And if if you don't have gray hair, you might not even, I always assume people know who Rich Mullins is. The easy way to remind them, Rich Mullins, wrote and sang Awesome God. He also sang, I think he wrote Sing Your Praise to the Lord for Amy Grant, and had a slew of great songs to praise the Lord. But he and Mitch were roommates and actually did a lot of ministry together. They did a lot of ministry out on the Navajo Nation. Actually, when I think about that, we had a Cross Nations on, which is the featured ministry this month, reaching out to the Navajo Nation, and it was Chuck Harper who told us Mitch was looking for a place to play in Albuquerque on March 19th, and that is going to be at the Well Coffee House, which is right next to the thrift store for U-Turn for Christ. It's right across the street from Clitz Amusement Park on San Mateo. So put that on your calendar. It'll be 6 o'clock that evening, and it's a free event. We know there's a lot of people already planning to go to this. So if you're going to go, you might get there early to get a place. And of course, the Well will be, I'm assuming, right?
Be open, yeah.
Be open, available. What are folks going to find as far as offerings from the Well?
Well, we have all your typical coffee items, iced coffees, espressos, lattes. But that's not the only thing. We have tea, iced teas. We do refreshers, lemonades, different sorts of foods, coffee house foods, pastries, and who knows what else we might have by then. But
it's good coffee,
quality stuff.
Can I'm gonna testify. I'm raising my hand. You can't see me, but I'm raising my hand. I'm gonna testify. It's good coffee.
Yeah.
Did you already mention the filtered water?
No. We have the filtered water refilling station, and a lot of people go and get their bottles of home water refilled there. So it's just another resource.
Is that picking up? People finding out about the Well?
Yeah. Yeah, it is.
It's actually kind of, aside from, finding living water, that the Well, the woman at the Well and the Well mentioned. Well, there's a few wells, actually, in
there's
the Bible.
There's a ton of wells. Yeah. It's just a kind of a community meeting place.
Yeah.
In the Bible, it's just the theme of the wells. That's where the community meets up. So that's kind of what we thought about when we named it. Of course, it came from the woman at the Well in John 4.
Well, and actually now I started thinking about it, Joseph got thrown down in the well and Moses around Midianites or?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where he met his wife.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, there's just tons of imagery on there.
And there you go. It's the well.
Find a,
But now a well source of purified water now.
And it's a fantastic community resource. You know, you just don't recognize how good water is until you've tasted it. And wow, this is.
And it's not free, but the price is right. And it benefits the ministry of U Turn for Christ New Mexico, which, by the way, the website is U, the letter U, Turn for Christ. And then you got to spell out New Mexico, U Turn for Christ New Mexico.org. You'll improve your typing skills. with the URL, and the other URL I should give, since we mentioned the thrift store, is uturnnmthrift.org, and then of course we mentioned the well coffee nm.org. So Mitch McVicker is going to be there on the 19th of March at 6 p.m. That's a Thursday night. It's a free event. You'll hear plenty about it between now and then. And I tell you what I'm going to do. We were going to just finish up with this segment. I'm going to take a break, Tayshaun, and we'll come back and wrap up with Mike Gomez from U-Turn for Christ right after this on ABQ Connect. Hey, before we jump right back into it for a couple of minutes here with Mike Gomez from U-Turn for Christ New Mexico, you just heard that familiar voice, the development position that is mentioned in that spot. If you're interested in that, my encouragement to you would be to email studio at klyt.fm and let us know you're interested in finding out more about being a part of the development team at KLYT. What that is essentially, connecting with the listeners as well, but connecting with local businesses and letting them know what part we have in this community and how their financial support means the world to us and develop sponsorship for the station. So if you're interested in that, studio at klyt.fm. And Mike, I did want to get back to a little bit of a review of what you were able to enjoy at the men's retreat you went to with the New Mexico Men of Honor. That was just this past weekend in Capitan. What part of that might you be able to share?
Yeah, so it was fantastic. We were blessed. We got sponsored for 15 men to go to Lone Tree Ranch down there, and it's a great facility that they have. The family that runs it, the people there are wonderful, hospitable. And so a lot of the men we took, we got a lot of young guys with us, and they came up and shared, thanks for bringing us, and hey, you know, it's awesome. And they said, I've never been on something like this. And I just realized how important it is for men and young men. Where I was able to see the older men in the faith pour into the younger men there, and they were encouraged. They were lit up because they had this faith and this knowledge and wisdom being poured into them all weekend, and they were excited. And so of course we got to do activities and things like that, but one special thing that was impactful to me was Saturday night, where just some of us were sitting down in the sanctuary and different couple groups of guys were just sitting down sharing and opening up, and just nothing that was planned, just happened.
Organic.
Yeah. And it was just, you know, sharing things, which is, it seems like difficult for men, you know, to get to open up. But when you have something like that, it's set up for you to open up.
Once they do, man, right?
Yeah.
Here it comes. And it's relationship building, which is important that men do make those connections. You think of those friendships like David and Jonathan, opportunity to strengthen one another in their faith, to, you know, the strength in numbers, locking shields, and combating really the enemy that is real. It's a spiritual battle that we have, but it's something we don't need to do alone. Now, with that in mind, looking at the retreat, looking at strengthening men and their walk with the Lord, it's actually men and women because there's two different programs through U-Turn for Christ New Mexico. Briefly, maybe 30 seconds for those that are listening. It's like, now what exactly and how do I connect if I know someone or I need assistance?
Yeah, best way is to just call us at 505-217-6888. You can look it up on the web, U-turnforchristnewmexico.org. Love to talk with you and have that interaction, maybe some guidance to see how we can help and get into the family there to set a new chart in life and get out of the old way of life and see what the Lord has.
All right. Well, Mike Gomez has been our guest. He and his bride, Evangeline, reaching out to the men and women in our community that are battling against life-dominating sin. For the most part, as I mentioned earlier, dealing with different things. And you want to find assistance, U-turnforchristnewmexico.org. Mike, thanks as always, and let's do this again next month.
Thank you. God bless everyone.
You too.
ABQ Connect is a production of KLYT. The views expressed on ABQ Connect do not necessarily reflect the views of the staff or management of KLYT.